You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. You know, one of the things that's happened real good this year, Jeremy, in a season where it's been a little disappointing, is what we've seen in Trevor Rogers. That trade last year had so much criticism, especially what Rogers did when he finally came over here. Why'd you do that trade? It's a horrible trade. Trevor Rogers has said, you know what? You love me now. Joining us right now is Baltimore Orioles Major League Assistant Pitching Coach to talk all about it. He is Mitch Plasmeyer. What's going on, Mitch?
Hey, how you doing this morning, guys?
Doing well. Listen, we saw Rogers last year after that trade in 7 appearances, 7 starts, ERA 7.11. He gave up 25 hits in 19 innings, hit 12 strikeouts in those 19 innings as well. And he just, to be honest with you, with a 1.8 whip, he didn't look good at all. Fast forward to the 2025 season. Mitch, man, is it something simple things that you guys have done? What in the world happened for him to go from where he is now, or where he was then, to being one of the game's most dominant pitchers right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of a lot of simple things, right? He changed a little bit of his training, cleaned up some things in his mechanics, which obviously has helped his stuff. But I think just the mentality that he's taken day in and day out has kind of been the biggest shift. He just, you know, relentlessly attacking the strike zone, just going right after hitters, and being able to beat guys in a bunch of different ways. He just, the confidence he's had since he's kind of gotten on this role has been impressive, and he's just been so consistent.
What did you guys see in him before he got here? Like, what did you see that made you say, yeah, this is going to work out really well?
Yeah, I think, like, when we got him, you know, kind of looking back, he had the historical success. I mean, he was an all-star in 21, had showed some flashes of that in 22 and 23, but had some injuries, right? So I think the biggest thing that we kind of identified was if we could get him in a little better spot with his body and his training, you know, hopefully we could restore him to that 21 form, right? Everybody kind of changes and adapts a little bit along the way. So it just took us a little time for him to get to know us to get to know him and build that relationship to understand kind of where we could help him in his training and mentality and just clean up a few things to get him right back there. We didn't really think he was too far off when we got him. And I think it's, you know, the great job by the front office to kind of identify that and, you know, give us the tools to kind of help him.
Mitch, I got to be honest. I was a little disappointed that you didn't just take credit for it, because that's something that Rob Long would have done. That was me that fixed him.
What he would have done? He's done it. He has done it.
I did that.
I told them.
Well, I guess the question I have is this repeatable? Like, we have a large enough sample size now to say that he's looked this good. Do you think this is repeatable for next season?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's learned a lot about himself this year, about kind of what he needs to do to kind of maintain it, right? If he was doing this in, you know, one outing here, one outing there, you know, I would say maybe it's a little different, but he's shown just such a high level of consistency and, you know, the mentality and what he does on the day to day. It's you know, something I'm really looking forward to with him going into next year is being able to kind of, you know, be with him and help him understand, you know, how we can keep this going forward. But yeah, I do believe this, you know, can maintain, maybe not at this elite of a, you know, statistical level, but I mean, what he's doing right now is just so impressive. It's ace caliber stuff going out there every time and just being ultra consistent.
Here with Major League pitching, assistant pitching coach, Mitch Plassmeyer, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
But Mitch, another thing that I wanted to bring up too is like working with some of the younger players. What have we seen from him, or what have you seen from him? And because there's a lot of young pitchers that we still have questions about.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for Rodgers specifically, what he's helped the young pitchers do. I mean, he's kind of been through the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, right? And he's come out on the other side. So I think he's kind of taken a little bit of that leadership role along with guys like Kyle Bradish and Dean Kramer to kind of help these guys, you know, understand, you know, how to survive in this league and then, you know, what it takes to really thrive in this league. And I think he's helped guys like Brandon Young and Kay Povich and some of these guys in the bullpen just, you know, take those little steps forward. And we've seen some of these young guys really kind of improve on how they attack the day to day and, you know, kind of what's been showing up on the field lately as well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, Mitch, we've all covered this team for a long time, and we've seen some guys in that clubhouse, the total rubber, that you could offer them some great advice, and they may not go the direction of the advice that you offer them. Talk about the coachability of these guys on this staff. How coachable are they? Which I think is a lesson for some of the young listeners right now.
Yeah, no, I think they're extremely coachable, right? I think the thing that, you know, has been most impressive for me is just how open these guys are to take feedback, you know, and then, you know, kind of let that drive them forward, right? You know, not all the feedback's going to be good all the time. You know, you can have these honest conversations with guys of how they need to get better, and they're going to understand it, digest it, and then, you know, we're going to have those day-to-day conversations and keep pushing forward. But these guys have been so open, so coachable, and they've taken the information we've, you know, been able to kind of give them and, you know, had that honest back and forth, and it's been super, super impressive to see some of these guys take those strides so quickly.
You know, baseball is weird because it's the only sport where defense has the ball. It is, if you think about it. It's just an odd change for an American sport. How does his success impact the offense? Like the position plays, when you have somebody who's just, I mean, I think surprised everybody with his performance, how does it impact the position players?
Yeah, I mean, I think getting them on and off the field quickly, right? Getting them back in the box where they want to be, right? But I just think, you know, when he goes out there, you kind of feel this confidence that it's going to be a good day. He's going to work efficiently. He's going to attack. You can stay kind of really mentally engaged out there, knowing that, you know, guys are going to put the ball in play and he's going to get you off the field quick. So I think it just brings a little bit of energy, a little bit of excitement every time he steps out there that, you know, this is going to be a good one and we're going to have a shot to, you know, get out to hopefully an early lead and put it away.
Mitch Plasmeier's assistant Major League Baseball coach for the Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Mitch, I wanted to bring up, I want to go back to Rob again. He talks to some of the starting pitchers on the day of the start. How annoying is that for the starting pitcher? Because guys don't want to, they want to do their own thing, right? And they got their mindset, they're ready to roll. What do you think about that?
If they got their headphones in, I'd leave them alone. They probably locked in. But if they don't have their headphones in, I think you can talk to them a little bit. But it's that, you know, that hour before game time where they're really locking it in, they throw those things on, I'd get out of their way.
Snitches get stitches. Hey, listen, going back to Rodgers, his WAR is extremely high, I mean, for a starting pitcher. His numbers are historic in the organization. And I know there's some bigger names out there, but in your opinion, what's a realistic chance for this guy to be considered for American League Comeback Player of the Year?
Oh man, I can't think of a better story, right? Just a guy who's, you know, everything he's experienced over the last few years and what he's put together and some really historic numbers, and you know, kind of went through that injury at the beginning of the year. I can't even fathom what the numbers would look like if he didn't miss the first month coming back from that knee injury. So, I mean, I think he's number one on my list just because of the story and the human that he is and all the work that he's put in. It's a really great story.
Yeah, it's funny thinking about that because, like, I was sitting here trying to brainstorm anybody that had – like, I know Jacob deGrom was probably the favorite to come into this and win it this year, and it's not like he had a bad season. But what we saw out of Trevor Rodgers is it's – I mean, he looks like the best pitcher in baseball, so how do you not give him that award?
Right, exactly. I know there's a lot of guys out there that are deserving, but, I mean, this kind of historic stuff and this kind of run doesn't happen very often, so he's got my vote.
Mitch Plasmeier, thanks a lot, Mitch. Good luck tonight. Oh, well, today, I should say, afternoon baseball.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.